KCKKL.
Morning, sir. NAWRO.
Good morning. Thank you for your hospitality yesterday and your in-laws. We had a very nice weekend.
Well, thank you for very much for coming down and enjoying the festivities. Yeah, it was a good day. I did put a lot of steps in, though. Man, I felt it. I just got home later that night and just crashed.
Yeah, we got to the edge of Ridge at Maine. Like, what do you want to do? We got to eat stuff. So we were going to go to Ted's, but Ted's was closed, and of course Z's place was. So we ended up going down to Leo's Coney Island on Gratiot and 24, and had a very nice dinner. It was really nice. We had a wonderful waitress and got a lot of food for a decent price.
Oh, yeah, that's a relatively new Leo's, and I use that. I've used that before. I was just there. I dropped by to get a salad after I did the picnic, and then after the stopped by the shop there to sign that beam, I stopped there to get a salad. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Oh, yeah, the girl was really sweet. I mean, she was always attentive. I mean, it was all her way, with all her customers. I mean, it wasn't very busy, you know, and it was quiet, but the amount of food that we got was, you know, beyond comparison. It was really good. You know, and I said she was really sweet and making sure we had everything. She kept my coffee topped off and everything. So I just gave her, you know, usually I do like a 20% kind of thing, but I gave her the max that was on the machine. I think it was like 25 or something like that. I mean, she well deserved it.
Oh, yeah. When you get good service like that, it's always good, I think, to bump up the gratuity. And, of course, my thing, I think I told you, I do the $2 bills because I order them from the bank, and you can still get them. And the servers, I've never met a server that doesn't like getting their tip in a $2 bill. It doesn't cost me anything extra, but it's just kind of fun to do.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen a $2 bill for for a minute. I had one. I had a Red Seal, I think, which was a silver certificate. And dumb me gave it away. I also had a $20 silver certificate, and I gave that away to people, and I'm sure that my nephew spent it like it was cash, where could have held on to it and sold it for a good premium.
Yeah, some of the servers start talking about it, so then I give them that little bit of a tip. It's like, hey, if you ever see a Red Seal $2, you do want to keep that. You know, you're not going to retire. It's not like winning the lottery, but it's worth more than $2. It could be worth quite a bit more than $2. But the Green Seal $2 bills, it's the 1976 series. Those are, believe it or not, those are still available. I can order them from my bank, PNC, but you got to order them in $200 increments. I always request new. A lot of times I get new sequential, crisp $2 bills. Last time I didn't get the new, but whatever. It doesn't matter. And the servers just love them. They say, oh, yeah, I keep them for my son. I put them in this biggie, or they do this or that. They don't really realize for $2, but they're unique and they really like them. So ever since COVID, that's the way I've been doing it.
Yeah, I got some pesos and some yens and things like that. I mean, that I picked up over the years, and those gold dollar coins with what's her name on there, Sushko with Gina, how do they say her name? They took those out of circulation. So if you have any, don't forget to keep them, because they're going to be worth money. And that's from what people at the Federal Reserve told me.
I do have a few of those, and, of course, I am keeping them. And then the other thing I do, similar to the $2 bills, is I ordered a case of Kennedy half dollars. You can still get those, too, but, oh, my gosh, I'm not even going to tell you how much you have to order in order to get the case. But, you know, it lasts forever. And, you know, sometimes it might, you know, might be couple of $2 bills and a few 50-cent pieces. Again, it's just unique, and I think those servers kind of enjoy it.
Oh, 100%. Oh, look, deer. I got them behind a gravel train, and they're honking at the deer that were walking across the street. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, you said that, so I'm taking a glance out my door while looking out back. No, nothing out there right now, but this morning, as I looked out at dawn, I saw a good-sized deer right out back there in the backfield behind my fence. Nice, that's here.
Yeah, I think today's going to be a nice, mild day. Woke up, left goggles outside. I'm like, oh, it's a little bit chilly out there. Wait a minute, I can see my breath. All right, time to remote start the car before I go to work. So it's like, you know, defrost the windows.
Hey, at least you got that. I didn't realize you had that. Yeah, that is nice in the summertime. Actually, for me on the Ford, both seasons, I got the air set. So whatever setting you had it on last is what it would do when you remote start. So, yeah, I guess I didn't have it in the colder weather. I only got it late last year, so I don't remember doing it in the heat season. But, yeah, I'll have to reset it so that it's on high heat. So if I remote start it, it'll be nice and toasty.
Yeah, both my kids have it in their F-150s. My daughter has the heated seats and the heated and the cooled seats. So the only thing she doesn't have is a heated steering wheel, I think. You know, but she does that the winter time. She starts up her truck. It's all warm and toasty. KC and KGO for ID, since we haven't done that yet.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I stopped at the heated steering wheel. I did not order that, but I do have the heated seats. Actually, my is the base model. I couldn't believe all the bells and whistles it comes with, even being the base model. So I'm very happy with it so far. We'll see how it behaves in the summer. But it is four-wheel drive, so there's a big debate on whether it should get four-wheel drive. But if I didn't get four-wheel drive in that Explorer model, you'd have to special order it.
Yeah, my Escalade has all-wheel drive, and I think my daughter's truck has automatic four-wheel drive. You know, she can put it on two-wheel or four-wheel, 4A, which means automatic, and then I think my son's is the same way. But my daughter's got the bells and whistles on her. She's got the Lariat edition, the base Lariat, and then my son has the Sport. So he has the high end. He has the Sport with all the options for the Sport model, and then my daughter has the Lariat with the basic options. But still, heated seats, cooled seats, dual temp controls, you know, all that fancy stuff, Microsoft Sync, you know, everything. Spoiled little girl.
Oh, I get it. I really enjoy this 2025 because I stepped up from an Eddie Bauer 2008, and I thought that was decent. But think about it, 2008 model year to 2025, they've made so many improvements. I really do like the landscape style infotainment center screen. The ones previously were portrait style, and they were a little too tall. But this one, well, you saw the inside of my car, so. So now my thing is I got to mount those radios. I want to get some Nido mounts, I think it's called, LIDO mounts, and see what I can do with those and then detach the head from the units. You know, I'm thinking about this Connect Systems radio. I might go ahead and get another one that is just DMR, not the VHF UHF, because that one I might put in the car.
Yeah, Wally and I were both impressed by that thing. I mean, it literally looks like my Motorola, you know, except the four buttons are on the bottom instead of two on one side, two on the other side. But it sounds just like a Motorola. It's got the same display as a Motorola. So, yeah, it is quite impressive.
Yeah, at the picnic, I saw his in the truck, and I saw it myself firsthand. It's like, oh, yeah, I can see that. They basically must have reversed engineered this, you know, Motorola and copied it. The only thing is on the back, it's apparently my Motorola has a proprietary port system for programming, a long jack that goes in there. This one looks just like a serial port from a computer. In fact, I plugged in the programming cable now, so I'll probably upload. Somehow, the only one thing is that the voice prompt, you know, channel 1, channel 2, that keeps on coming back. And I have it off. So I just have to kind of upload it again. I'm not exactly sure why it keeps reappearing, but yep, it looks like it's very similar to the Big M radio.
Oh, yeah, you have to, instead of doing the Tolkien or whatever it is on the back. Yeah, not the TV note. Yeah, I said, yeah, I saw that. And then, of course, then the intent of the NMO that you got to cover 239.
Any mode, and if you're not looking, you're transmitting on the wrong channel.
What, your radio or my radio?
No, on my radio, because I want to counteract the fact it doesn't have an A and B side. I am spoiled with A and B side now. It doesn't have that. But to counteract that, you just scan the three channels you want. I haven't gotten that perfected in this yet. I got to see how to do that.
Oh yeah, I mean you still got to play with it, but you got it operational in there, so that's the major factor right now. You know there, so now you just got to fine-tune it, I guess you can say.
Correct, and that's the fun part. Any other little thing I want to look into, like your DMR ID, I went inside and actually put your name just to, because by default, I got a whole chunk of DMRs, like I was telling you. They're all in there for the Michigan, what I do, Michigan, Ontario, Indiana, Ohio. But when it comes back with their way they have it formatted, it's just the call sign. It doesn't say name and QTH location. I love first name, QTH location, and then a call sign, like the other radios do.
Well, when you call me or, you know, when you return back, it shows your call sign and then it shows your name coming across the top of the screen, you know, the first line. So I see it all in there. So if it's programmed in your radio, it's coming to me. But if it's not programmed in the radio, then all you see is the DMR ID.
So on the DM32HT, it's got a lot more information. I guess I got a little spoiled with that. Because on yours it says Thomas, Memphis, Michigan, your call sign. I think there's something else. I forget what the other data point is. But, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. But first name would be nice. First name, call sign, and city would be nice if I could fit it in. This one is only one line, whereas, of course, the HD has, like, four lines.
Yeah, this one's a double line. You know, so it's got what I'm doing on the bottom, you know, what channel I'm on, and then the top, then it's the ID, you know, whoever's talking to me when I'm on DMR. And UHF, it's a full screen. It says, you know, whatever frequency I'm on.
Well, you got a point there. I'm looking at this, the Kinect systems now, and, yeah, mine's the same way, probably like a lot of them, where the top line is it is the DMR ID, and you know, translated, you know, with a call sign. But there's only so many characters in that, so I probably can't fit all that information. And the bottom line is where you're at. MI5SW1 is what I have.
KCKPL. Yeah, the same thing here. It says 51, when I'm transmitting, it says 51 MI5 statewide 1 East. But that's how it's in the code, you know, in the archive for the Motorola. And then when I release, then it just shows MI5 statewide 1. And it shows me what tower I'm hitting. KCKPL.
NHWRO. Mine is the same thing, except I don't think it's showing the tower I'm hitting. But then again, I don't have the GPS attached, so I'm going to have to play with that. That'll be another thing to do, is connect the GPS dongle, if you will, get a real long cord and get that GPS outdoors or close to a window and see if that, you know, starts activating that feature. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, with the big M, you know, for the IP connect, it scrolls and then it pings the towers and whenever it's close is when it grabs it. And then I have a signal meter in the upper left-hand corner that shows how it is for receiving. And it shows a little group of people starting that I'm, you know, that I'm doing the roam on it, the auto roam.
Tom, you're describing the same icons I'm looking at right now. Same thing. So, yeah, well, this will be interesting to play with. Yeah, like you said, I'm not done tweaking it yet. I'll go inside the book, read a little bit more about it, and try to get all the benefits of this radio. So, Artie, sounds good. Hey, where are you? What's your travel itinerary look like today? How much you got to do?
I got to go. I'm going to the office right now to get some parts, and then we're going to be like, where am I going to be? West Bloomfield, Detroit, Ferndale, you know, just local. And my coworker's back, so I'll be on CMRS on this one, on the Big M most of the day, but I have my 2-liter 440 set up for, of course, FBI.
Copy that. I will be going to that meeting later this afternoon. I forget what time it is. But between now and then, I'll probably keep Segway one on most of the time. So I will talk at you later. You have safe travels. N-A-W-R-O. Thanks again for coming out, Tom. That was fun yesterday.
Oh, thanks for inviting us. Like I said, my wife, you know, Melissa and I, we had it. A very enjoyable weekend hanging out with everybody. So, and my daughter, she got a little bit of a ham bug in her now, so we'll see how that rolls. Have a good one. 73 for now, KC8 KJO.
November 8th, Papa Victor Lima.
Good morning, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Coming back, I'm just setting up my first DMR. Radio, and I wanted to make sure it was working. My name is Chris in Livonia, N8PVL.
Sound good, Chris. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and callers Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, and I'm based out of Memphis, but I'm mobile today, as always, every day.
Very good, Tom. Unfortunately, I got to get back to work, but I heard you guys talking, so I thought I'd just give this a try. Anyways, have a good day, and then 8 PBL.
Then 8 PBL, 73, enjoy the day at work, KCKKO. KE8FPW, monitoring Statewide 1. Good morning. KE8WOJ, standing by on Statewide 1.
KE8WUO, radio check coming in fine, but there's a pre-emphasis or some sort of pre-Roger beep in your transmission, so you might want to get rid of that.
KE8FJW, monitoring Statewide 1. Sault Ste. Marie. KE8WOJ, I'm Statewide 1. How you doing, Brad?
Oh, hey, we're doing good. Beautiful day up here in the Sioux. Passing clouds, but you know, it hasn't dropped anything yet, so we're thanking the Lord for that one, because we're getting a boat trailer all set to pick up a boat.
Well, that sounds like fun. It's always good doing anything with a boat, except maybe working on it.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Oh, well, we rebuilt this boat. Oh, I don't know, maybe five, six, seven years ago now, and yeah, so now we're just working on the trailer. We had to redo the bunks on it, so the wood finally rot away, so we put the bunks in, it just covered up with the carpet, so that's all done. Now we're just working on the trailer lights, there we go.
Cool. What kind of boat is it? A fishing boat? A little party boat? Pontoon boat?
I'm going to say yes. I like all three of those answers. So it's a pontoon boat set up for fishing. It has, what, 7 seats in it? 8 seats? 8 seats, I think. So, yeah, it's all set up for fishing. I guess if you want a party, yeah, we could do that. It has a nice stereo on, that's for sure. Yeah, it's only a 16-footer, so it's not too big, but, you know, it's big enough to go fishing out in the water with. So.
Yeah, I had a friend that bought a real nice pontoon boat there for the same thing, He got a pontoon so he could get the whole family on it kind of thing and still have plenty of room to fish and then stretch out a little bit. And it was great. I really liked it, except for when you catch fish, you had to bend down quite a ways to get them. My old back didn't like that.
Okay, yep. Yeah, you just need a longer net, that's all. Oh, must have lost you. So, hey, I'll be standing by. KEAWW, for ID.
KEAWJ. Sorry, I kind of missed some of that. It seemed like the repeater I'm going through wasn't tailing out or something like that, and by the time, so I had to hit the PTT real quick, and then I just caught the tail end of what you had to say. I apologize. Something weird going on this end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just, I don't remember what I said even. Well, you need a longer net, that's all. That's all we have, like a long net that we, when we catch them, we just net it up with the net, and there you go, you don't have to bend over that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was a pretty fancy boat, and they mostly used it for the family there, and that didn't seem like there was anywhere to put a decent long-handled net there, but that sure would have helped a lot. But it was still worth, bending down to get them. A little bit of pain don't hurt as long as you don't fall in, you know.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, you don't want to fall in on them cold days, but those hot days, you know, it would probably be refreshing. So there you go.
Yeah, Roger, that is, unless you're in a weedy area, then it might come up with a whole bunch of leeches.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have much leech issue up for leechfish, so that's good. But, yeah, you don't want to get those leeches on you. You must carry a bucket of salt with you.
Yes, sir. Where a couple of lakes where I grew up there, we did a lot of swimming, and a few of the homes didn't have nice sandy beaches. There were just a lot of weeds around. So we kind of learned to swim through the weeds kind of thing until we started collecting a lot of weed leeches on us and started going through quite a bit of salt. So we found some cleaner areas to swim.
Oh, for sure. So. Very good. But, yeah, well, I'm going to get back to my project here. I heard you out there, so I figured I'd throw my call out and say hello to you again.
Well, nice talking with you, Brad. Nice to catch up with you. Good luck on the boat there. I hope everything goes well. And there still might be a little bit of time left to enjoy it before the freeze-up.
Yeah, that's for sure. The weather's changing quick in my area. We went to Marquette over the weekend. There is still green leaves on their trees, but we came back to the Sioux here, and our leaves are changing already, so it's usually the opposite, but I guess it's just all going this year. So anyways, yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm hoping to get out there again this month, so we'll even see what October brings.
Wow, leaves changing already. That's not a good thing. Didn't want to hear that. I was hoping to hang on to a little more summer, maybe an Indian summer, but I'll live. But anyway, good luck, and I hope things go good, and nice catching up with you. Have a great day, a great week, and stay safe. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. I'll be standing by.
Sounds good. 73-8FTW.
This is KEAWUO. I still did hear a little beep. It's not very disruptive, but it's still there.
KEAYNU, KA8YNU, this is NEVDG.
Hey, go ahead there, Mike. This is KEAYNU.
Hey, I got stuck in a bunch of traffic going over on Wi-Fi. I'm really late. Don't hold up on eating. You guys can go ahead and put in your orders, and I'll get there.
Okay, Mike. Not a problem there. Not a problem at all. Take your time. Your safety is more important, and we'll see you when we see you. And I do have the site information. I think I forwarded that on to you as well as Brandon. So.
Which information did you send, Dave? Thank you.
Sounds good there, Mike. Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. 73, see ya.
We probably have 45 minutes. Maybe 40.
Anthony PZG, monitoring statewide one.
K-E-8-W-U-O, radio checks coming in clear. Still a little bit of a beep, but you might want a second opinion. Maybe it's like a Motorola to Motorola thing. I don't know, but I just want to let you know I am still hearing the beep, but I assume you've been working hard on it, and so probably double check that it's not something between our radios. I don't hear it when other people do it, just you, but who knows. This is K-E-8-W-U-O, monitoring statewide one.
K-F-E-T-Q. I have a... RT, I think it is, Redtail 4D. So it is not a Motorola, and I'm kind of still stuck with trying to figure out how to get the beep to disappear at the end of the transmission. I'm still trying to see if I can get it out of permissive mode also.
K-E-F-A-E-T-Q-K-E-F-A-W. No contact, K-E-F-E-W, monitoring, statewide one.
K-A-T-I-Y, statewide one.
K-E-A-W-U-O, statewide one.
K-F-A-E-T-Q, testing my radio. K-F-A-E-T-Q, testing radio.
K-E-A-W-U-O, I did not hear a beep that time. Come back, let me listen again.
K-A-T-I-Y, MI-5, statewide one, radio test. K-A-T-I-Y, portable, clear, statewide one. W-8-M-W, K-A-T-I-Y. K-A-T-I-Y, portable.
Monitoring, statewide one, K-E-8-L-E-X.